Okay, so we're just trying to understand what's this idea of Siman Klala. I mean, what's up with Siman Klala? Why is it a Siman Klala? Right? Well, right. All the problems of Siman Klala. We mentioned them before. But the thing is, I'll say a few points. I mean, I think one point is like this. And I think this is a point maybe Michael is mentioning. Is that, see, Sukkos as a mitzvah is, so to speak, intrinsically dependent upon certain climatic conditions. Right, I mean, that's just the way the mitzvah is built. Yeah, most mitzvahs aren't like that. But sukkah happens to be that it's teshu came to duru, and you can't do it in the rain. And the roof of a sukkah is intrinsically a water, you know, allowing in type of a roof. So it turns out that the way the mitzvah sukkah is designed is that it's intrinsically weather dependent. Okay? It's built in that way, you know? It's like God gave us a mitzvah, which we can only do under certain conditions. Okay. So it could be what it's saying is that in such an instance, see, I don't know if you'd always say this, but in such an instance, it, so to speak, the Hashgacha should provide us with the conditions with which to perform the mitzvah. Okay? In other words, if God's giving us a mitzvah, and that he's building the mitzvah in a way that it's totally in conditions, and he's saying, here, you do this mitzvah, so the God who is giving us the mitzvah, it would seem if he's telling us this is something that he wants us to do, and it's for our benefit, then there's the conditions which are necessary to do it should also be provided. Okay, and if the laws of nature, as you were mentioning, had it that it would rain, then the Hashgacha should override that, because it's God's will that we are involved in this mitzvah, which is a certain perfection, and the mitzvah has a certain precondition for it, so therefore it should be the Hashgacha that those conditions should exist for the mitzvah. And if it doesn't, okay, if it doesn't, then it could be, what's a Siman Klala? It could be, it reflects, Eif Shiva Shimushcha means, apparently, it would not be better for you to do the mitzvah. In fact, it would be harmful for you to do the mitzvah. Yeshiv Shemushcha means I'm not interested. It means it would not be, so to speak, pleasing before God. You wouldn't be. You're not going to gain by doing the mitzvah. Because it means if God isn't allowing you to do the mitzvah, it means the objective which the mitzvah is given for will not be attained by you doing it. Okay. In fact, it will harm you to do this mitzvah. Okay. And that's, I think, the point. The point Levi was mentioning is like the Pesukim in Navi, the Lamali Rov Zivchecha. It's not pshat that if you're at a low level, your carbon doesn't do anything for you. There's a harm in doing it, because you feel like you satisfy your sense of religiosity. You go and bring these carbonos, and as if this is really a great thing, so you get further steeped in your own your evil. So a mitzvah for a person who's not at the level for the mitzvah, he's just going to be doing it in a way, in a distorted type of a way, and he's going to think somehow he's pleasing God, or some whatever false notion he may have. There could be a point where a mitzvah could actually harm, right? Isn't that this pasuk? It says, I think it says something, Shoyim, Tzadikim Yelchuba, Poshim Yikashluba. So I forgot the beginning of the pasuk, saying, Tzadikim go in the way of God, and Poshim are Yikashluba. They stumble on it. It means the derech, the mitzvahs themselves can harm a person. A person is doing it in a corrupt manner, they'll get further involved in his illusion of being a great person or whatever. So the fact that God is not giving us the conditions to do the mitzvah is a siman klala, because it means that apparently the mitzvah in this instance is not going to benefit us. That's bad. If you're in a state where doing the mitzvah and having the opportunity to do the mitzvah is not going to benefit you, and obviously the mitzvah is designed in a way where it should benefit a person who needs some sort of a benefit, if you're too far gone, so to speak. And that's what it's saying, is that even though God in general gave the mitzvah, which is telling conditions, he's not providing you the conditions. So why is he, or the conditions which in the laws of nature have it that it's, you know, that it's, you know, that he's not allowing nature to give you the conditions, means it must be that it's not the Ratzon Hashem. It's not God's ratzon that you do it, which means it's not going to be beneficial to you. That's God's ratzon you do the mitzvah, means that this is the mitzvah he gave it to us for our benefit. And apparently, the benefit will not be existent in this situation. Okay, but I think that it could be went into that point that it's because the mitzvah is intrinsically dependent upon the condition. Words, it's like that. I mean, I'm sensing that, like, the fact that if God gave us a mitzvah which is dependent on the condition, so the condition should exist alongside of the mitzvah. But it doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, it's a good question. Like, let's say you had another mitzvah that, let's say matzah, I don't know, or let's say lulav. So let's say there was, I don't know if that's the best example. Let's say lulav. Let's say there was some sort of a drought in the thing, so there was no lulavs around, you know. So would that be the same thing? I mean, you could argue, yeah, well, it's dependent upon the existence of lulavs, you know. But I don't think that's like a, you know, like a, something which is contingent, you know. Like, when it's here, it's intrinsically tolo. It's part of the thing that you have to have. It's a weather, could be one way or another. And it, how could you have a mitzvah, which you really can't, you can't necessarily do. So it's like, God should assure to it, Hashgacha should provide us with the conditions to do it, because that's the thing. God says, well, that we do the mitzvah, so then this condition should exist. But I don't know if that means that any time there's something preventing even Klal Yisrael from doing it, that God's going to intervene. It could be it's unique to this mitzvah because of the nature of the mitzvah is dependent upon the weather. And I'm not sure. You could argue that. You could go either way. I mean, you could see saying the other way also. Okay. But I mean, I think it's interesting that other point, that is, Yishma Yishma means that there's no benefit. This means, I think it's a mashal. Yishma, God doesn't want it. It means, it doesn't mean God wants us to do the mitzvahs. I mean, God gave us a system for us to benefit from. And if he doesn't want us to do it, it means that it's not going to... Why doesn't he want it? Well, he doesn't want us to get better? No, we're not going to benefit. But if we're... Now, guess what you're saying. If we're in Eretz Yisrael, and we're corrupt, we're not benefiting from having the Eretz. In fact, we're being harmed. That's not proper. No, we'll be benefited by leaving the land. Only isn't just because we're just punished. We're benefited by leaving the land and realizing our despicable state. Not to stay in there and think that we're... Ratzoy l'fnei Hashem. You know what I mean? Okay, I'm going to pause it. So the big problem is it still doesn't seem to help us with the Rabbanan Deraisa thing. Because if even if it's Midrabbanan that I can't sit in the Sukkah, because let's say it rains. And Menat Torah, really, I could sit in the Sukkah's Kavah. But it's only the Rabbanan, because Eretz Tikra, they say I can't. Yeah, but bottom line is, if it rains now, God knows that midrabbanan, I can't do it. So bottom line is, the situation is such, I'm not going to be able to be Mekai Mitzvah Sukkah. And God, so to speak, not allowing me to do it. So shouldn't that be the same type of a problem of Simklala, that it looks like God's saying, well, it's not good for you to do it, because he's allowing a condition to prevent you from doing Mitzvah Sukkah. Right? So what's the difference if that condition is based upon a Derabbanan amendment to mitzvah sukkah, or it's based upon the deoraisa, the intrinsic mitzvah sukkah? Who cares? Okay. So I was thinking. See, let me just ask you a question: Is just to make a halachic move? Okay. Is if I'd ask you, let's assume it rains, and you can't sit in the sukkah. Okay. So I'd say, what is the cause? What is the cause of you not doing mitzvah sukkah? Okay, of you not being able to sit in the sukkah this year? Let's say it rains. Okay, so I'd say like this. Exactly. If you would say min haTorah, it's possible to sit in the sukkah's kavah. So then the mitzvah of sukkah is set up. But that's not a sukkah. There's no such thing. Sukkah is a rain allowing structure. Okay. Now God is making it rain, or whatever, the laws of nature which God set up are making it rain. Okay? So what's the cause of my not being able to do mitzvah sukkah? The rain, or God who set up mitzvah sukkah, whatever. I mean, it's traceable to God. Okay? You have, so to speak, counter wills from God, in a sense. And as long as God's saying he's setting the sukkah, and sukkah means a water-allowing sukkah, and on the other hand, God is saying rain, or there's, you know, rain, which is traceable back to the laws which God set up. Okay, so it's the cause of your bittul, you know, you're not being able to do the mitzvah is traceable to God. Okay, but I would say like this: is that if it's only midrabbanan, so then God set up the system in a way which you could sit in the sukkah. Okay, you could sit in the sukkah in the rain. And the rain really is not a ma'akev of mitzvah sukkah. So if you'd ask me, who, if you had to identify directly, what is causing you to be mevatel mitzvah sukkah right now? Okay, conceptually, even though practically there are abundant. You can look at it, if you look at it practically, you say, well, the tekana already exists, and now the rain's coming down. So now it's the rain which is stopping me. But conceptually, the rain per se is not a ma'akev of mitzvah sukkah. Okay? The rain per se is not a ma'akev of mitzvah sukkah, because mitzvah sukkah, the idea of mitzvah sukkah itself doesn't say rain or not rain. But what's preventing me from doing mitzvah sukkah conceptually is the rabbana. Okay? Rabbana really caused that.
I don't see why that's so.
Can we pause that for a second? I mean, let me just don't.